Krishna. Are the microphones on? Are we ready to go? What's happening here? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Okay, there's many rumors flying around. That I bite.
U stvari postoje glasine da ja grizem.
But it's not true.
Ali to nije istina.
So please everyone come forward.
Pa molim vas, priđite svi bliže.
I can't see that far anyway.
I onako ne vidim tako daleko.
So what we're going to do is something different.
Mi ćemo ovdje raditi nešto malo drugačije.
This is not a seminar.
Ovo nije seminar.
This is a workshop.
Ovo je radionica.
We're going to work together.
Radit ćemo zajedno.
I'm not going to teach you anything.
Neću vas ništa poučavati.
I'm going to give you realizations.
Daću vam spoznaje.
How can you give someone realizations?
Kako možete nekome dati spoznaje?
You may ask that question.
Možete postaviti to pitanje.
Because I'm going to relate everything to your own life.
Jer ću sve povezati s vašim životom.
And when you think about your own life, you're going to have some realizations.
Ako pomislite na svoj život, sigurno će tu postojati neke spoznaje.
Because we're not going to take our Krishna consciousness to the next level.
Jer ne možemo našu svjesnost prenijeti na višu razinu.
Unless we have some realizations.
Ako nemamo neke spoznaje.
There's three categories of understanding.
Postoje tri razine razumijevanja.
One is called, the first is called information.
Prvo je informacija.
This is the information age.
Ovo je doba informacija.
You can find out information about anything.
Možete pronaći informacije o svemu.
By just going online.
Samo se uključite na internet.
Second level of understanding is knowledge.
Druga razina razumijevanja je znanje.
When does the information become knowledge?
Kada informacija postane znanje?
What did she say? She said, when you remember the information, it becomes knowledge.
Kad se sjetimo, okay. Informacija postane znanje. Dobro.
What's that one? When we apply.
Kada primijenimo.
Okay, this is... When we take that information and apply it in our life,
kada tu informaciju primijenimo u životu,
then it becomes knowledge.
Postane znanje.
Then we have a change of heart.
Dolazi do promjene u srcu.
We have a change of direction.
Promjene u smjeru.
We go forward in a new way with a new perspective.
Idemo naprijed, vidimo neke nove perspektive.
So we all agree that that's knowledge.
Slažemo se svi da je to znanje, jel?
When does the knowledge become wisdom?
A kada znanje postaje mudrost?
That's a hard one.
Ovo je teže pitanje.
When you can teach others.
Kad možemo poučavati druge.
perhaps?
Možda.
When we have realizations, you're getting closer now.
Kad imamo spoznaje, sad smo već malo bliže. When we live according to that knowledge.
Exactly. Who said
upravo
that?
Upravo tako. Tko je to rekao?
Who said that? He is the pandit.
On je naš pandit.
When you live the knowledge,
kad živimo znanje,
and you become living truth,
i postanemo živuća istina,
you become the person Bhagavat.
Postanemo osoba Bhagavata.
What does that mean?
Što to znači?
It means that what you think,
znači da ono što mislimo,
what you say,
što kažemo,
and what you do,
i ono što činimo,
are all the same.
Je sve isto.
They're all Krishna conscious.
Sve je to svjesno Krishna.
That's wisdom.
To je mudrost.
That's realization.
To je spoznaja.
That's pure devotee.
To je čisti bhakta.
Is that where we want to be?
Želimo li tamo otići, biti na tome?
How many people want to be there?
Tko želi biti tamo? Dostići to stanje.
How many people are too tired to raise their hand?
Koliko je preumorno da digne ruku?
Okay, that's where we want to be.
Dakle, tu želimo dostići to stanje.
So this workshop is about taking us to the next level.
Bi nas trebalo odvesti na drugu razinu.
Taking us wherever we are now, higher.
Odvesti nas više od onoga gdje smo sada.
Now there's three ways you can go higher.
Postoje tri načina da odemo više.
First way.
Prvi način.
Step by step.
Korak po korak.
Just like you climb up the steps to get to your apartment on the fourth floor.
Do svog stana na četvrtom katu.
Second method is you take the lift.
Drugi način je da odete liftom.
You can go from the ground floor to the top floor of a building
do zadnjeg kata zgrade
in 3 or 4 seconds.
Doći u 3 ili 4 sekunde.
The third method of going to the higher level,
treći način dostizanja više razine,
is by rocket.
Je raketom. Boom.
So which method do you want to go?
I s koju metodu želite primijeniti?
And then we'll talk about that method.
I onda ćemo govoriti o toj metodi.
Who wants to go by rocket?
Ko želi ići raketom?
Only half.
Samo polovica.
Who wants to go by camel?
Ko želi ići s devom?
Okay, let's go by rocket.
I'm on the raketom.
Going by rocket means we're going to follow the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Putovanje raketom znači da ćemo slijediti učenja Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhua.
As he has explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Kao što on objasnio u Chaitanya Charitamriti.
Okay, are you all ready for this?
Jeste li svi spremni?
So the whole seminar, whole workshop is about Shravanam and Kirtanam.
Ova radionica je o Shravanam i Kirtanam.
How many people in this room has been receiving instructions, you know, since you joined the movement on Kirtanam, how to chant? How many
people? Koliko vas je od kada ste se pridružili pokretu primalo upute o tome kako pjevati od Kirtanam?
So we've all been instructed how to do Kirtanam.
Svi smo dobili upute kako se uključiti u Kirtanam.
Very good.
Jako dobro.
How many people in this room have gotten detailed instructions on Shravanam?
Koliko od vas primilo detaljne upute o Shravanam, o slušanju?
How to hear?
Kako slušati?
Okay, can you share with me?
Možete li podijeliti
what you learned about Shravanam?
Što si naučio o Shravanam?
Okay, so he says that we have to keep pulling our minds away from the material and just to hear the holy name.
Gopa Prabhu kaže da trebamo svoj jednostavno odvući od materijalnog i samo slušati sveto ime.
That is the underlying philosophy of Shravanam, no doubt.
To je zapravo osnovna filozofija Shravanam, bez sumnje u to.
Now how do you do that?
A kako to učiniti?
That was my question. What are the instructions and how to do that?
Dakle, to je bilo moje pitanje. Koje su bile upute o tome kako to učiniti?
So, of those people who raised their hands, what are the instructions on Shravanam that you've learned?
Od vas koji ste digli ruke, koje ste upute primili o Shravanam?
We have to hear constantly.
Trebamo slušati stalno.
Only Harikata.
Samo harikata.
Only everything connected with Krishna.
Samo ono što je povezano s Krishnom.
So when you walk down the street or you're in the bus or in your train, you have to go like this, right?
Kada hodate ulicom ili ste u vlaku ili autobusu, trebate jednostavno
zašetiti
uši. To ste mislio.
Or you always wear headphones and hear Prabhupada.
Ili nosiš slušalice preko ušiju da ništa drugo ne čuješ.
Okay, another idea. We have to hear with attention.
Trebamo slušati s pažnjom.
We're getting closer and closer.
Sve smo bliže i bliže.
With humility.
Poniznost. Slušanje s poniznošću.
Okay. Okay, we're getting close.
Bliže, sve smo bliže.
Shravanam. There are how many offenses in chanting the holy names of the Lord?
Koliko uvreda postoji u pjevanju svetih imena?
He says 11.
On kaže 11.
Any other? He said 10.
On kaže 10.
Any other?
Još koji odgovor?
Huh? 10 plus 1.
10 plus 1.
Prabhupada gave 9.
Prabhupada je dao 9.
But there's 10 offenses.
Ali postoji 10 uvreda.
We always say there's 10 offenses in the matter of chanting the holy name of the Lord. And then we list them off, right?
Kako postoji 10 uvreda svetom imenu i onda ih izgovaramo.
But sometimes these offenses are given in different order.
No ponekad se one daju u drugačijem rasporedu, po drugom redu.
But we're going to deal with the 10th offense.
No sada ćemo govoriti o 10. uvredi.
The one that is mostly given as the 10th offense.
Ona koja se obično za koje se obično kaže da je 10. uvreda.
And that's that we have to hear the holy name with care and attention.
A taj da trebamo slušati sveto ime s pažnjom.
So the 10th offense is to be attached to material things and not focusing on hearing the holy name even after understanding so many instructions on this matter.
Deseta uvreda je ostati vezan za materijalne stvari, čak i ako smo čuli toliko uputa o vezi svetog imena.
So what I'm going to do in this workshop over the next few days,
u ovoj radionici u idućih nekoliko dana,
I'm going to explain how all your problems,
objasnit ću kako svi vaši problemi,
only comes down to one problem.
Se mogu svesti na samo jedan problem.
We only have one problem in Krishna consciousness.
Imamo samo jedan problem u svjesnosti Krishna.
And that is Shravanam.
A to je Shravanam.
If we solve the problem of Shravanam,
da riješimo problem Shravanam,
we solve all our problems.
Riješili smo sve svoje probleme.
Does anybody believe me?
Jel mi vjerujete?
Okay, so we all understand this.
Dakle, svi ovo svačamo.
If we solve the problem of the 10th offense,
ako riješimo problem 10. uvrede,
all the other offenses are solved.
Sve druge uvrede su riješene.
We'll never commit any other offense.
Više nikada nećemo počiniti nijednu drugu uvredu.
So the 10th offense means hearing the holy name properly.
10. uvreda se odnosi na da to trebamo pažljivo slušati sveto ime.
So the 10th offense means that I'm inattentive while chanting.
10. uvreda znači da smo nepažljivi prilikom mantranja.
What does it mean, inattentive?
Što znači biti nepažljiv?
It means that my attention is not on the holy name.
Znači da moja pažnja nije na svetom imenu.
This is how the Sanskrit word is pramatta.
Sanskritska riječ je pramata.
And Prabhupada sometimes translates that as inattentive.
Što Prabhupada ponekad prevodi kao nepažljiv.
He says that we have to offer care and attention and focus on hearing the holy name.
Rekao je da sveto ime trebamo slušati s pažnjom, usredotočeni na njega.
When we don't do that,
ako to ne učinimo,
we're inattentive.
Onda smo nepažljivi.
Then the 10th offense that says also to be attached, to maintain material attachments.
10. uvreda isto se odnosi na vezanost, zadržavati materijalne vezanosti.
If you're inattentive to hearing the holy name,
ako ste nepažljivi prilikom slušanja svetog imena,
it means your attention's going somewhere else.
Znači da vaša pažnja luta negdje drugdje.
Your mind is thinking something else.
Razmišlja o nečem drugom.
What are we thinking of when we chant Hare Krishna?
O čemu razmišljamo kad mantramo Hare Krishna?
Are we thinking of Krishna Lila?
Razmišljamo li o Krishna Lili?
Or are we thinking my Lila?
Ili o svojoj Lili?
That you have to answer for yourselves.
To morate sami odgovoriti.
When I'm thinking about my Lila,
kad mislim o svojoj Lili,
my past Lila, my present Lila, and my future Lila.
Svoje prošle, sadašnje I buduće Lili.
That means maintaining material attachments.
To znači zadržavati materijalne vezanosti.
Because I'm inattentive while chanting.
Jer sam nepažljiv prilikom mantranja.
But I've heard so many instructions on this matter.
Ali toliko sam uputa čuo o tome.
But still I do it.
Ali svejedno to činim.
We hear this 10 offenses almost every day.
Gotovo svakodnevno slušamo tih 10 uvreda.
But still when we chant Hare Krishna, my mind immediately goes somewhere else.
Ali čim počnem mantrati Hare Krishna, moj um ode u potpuno drugom smjeru.
So shravana means to control the mind.
Shravanam dakle znači kontrolirati um.
So that we can hear with care and attention.
Tako da možemo slušati s nepodijeljenom pažnjom.
Now is it difficult to control the mind?
Je li teško kontrolirati um?
Who thinks it's difficult?
Tko misli da je teško?
Who thinks it's not difficult?
Tko misli da nije teško?
Okay, I'm going to surprise you, but there are many people in the world who are controlling their minds all the time and they're not devotees.
Iznenadit ću vas kad vam kažem da postoji mnogo ljudi u svijetu koji ovladaju svojim umom, a nisu bhakte.
And because they control their minds, they're 100% successful in what they do.
I zbog toga što kontroliraju svoj um, oni su 100% uspješni u onome što čine.
If we can learn to control our mind, we will be 100% successful in what we do.
Da mi naučimo kontrolirati svoj um, bili bismo 100% uspješni u onome što mi činimo.
And that is controlling the mind so that we can hear Shravanam, hear the Mahamantra with full care and attention.
A to je da kontroliramo um kako bismo s potpunom pažnjom mogli slušati sveto ime, Shravanam.
So I'm going to give you a lot of realizations about this.
I o ovome ću vam dati jako puno spoznaja.
You'll all have your own realizations.
Svi vi imate svoje spoznaje.
Based on your own life.
Temeljene na vlastitom životu.
And then once you have these realizations,
a kada jednom imate te spoznaje,
you can take the next step.
Možete učiniti sljedeći korak.
But before I give you these realizations,
no prije nego što podijelim te realizacije s vama,
I'm going to tell you about all these other people who are completely focused their minds on what they do.
Ispričat ću vam nešto o tim drugim ljudima koji su potpuno usredotočenog uma u ono što oni čine.
We're going to start with people in the circus.
Počet ćemo s cirkusantima, ljudima u cirkusu.
The ones who walk on the high wire.
Oni koji hodaju na žici.
The ones who swing on the trapeze.
Oni koji se vrte na trampolinu.
If they're not focused,
ako oni nisu usredotočeni,
they fall.
Past će.
They die.
Umrijet će.
They lose their reputation.
Izgubit će ugled.
They lose their career.
Karijeru.
You can't be meditating on something else when you're doing those activities.
Kad činite te stvari, ne možete razmišljati o nečem drugom.
You understand that?
Je li vam to jasno?
They're focused.
Oni su usredotočeni.
Who else is focused?
Tko još usredotočen?
This is the Olympic year.
This is
the year of the Olympics.
Ove godine olimpijskih igara.
Many athletes will be going to get the gold medal in their event.
Mnogi će se sportaši natjecati za zlatnu medalju.
Which athletes are going to get the gold?
Koji će sportaši dobiti zlato?
The ones who are the most focused.
Oni koji su najviše usredotočeni.
Full care and attention on what they're doing.
Koji posvećuju potpunu pažnju onome što čine.
Those who are thinking of something else.
Oni koji misle na nešto drugo.
They don't get the gold.
Neće dobiti zlato.
Who else is constantly focused and has their mind completely under control?
Tko je još stalno usredotočen I ima kontroliran um?
Concert pianist, she says. You have 2 hours on the stage.
Oni koji sviraju klavir 2 sata na pozornici.
Playing your music.
Sviraju svoju glazbu.
If you start thinking something else,
ako počnete misliti na nešto drugo,
you miss a note,
propustit ćete neku notu,
your career is finito.
Gotovo je s vašom karijerom.
Finished. How about actors on the stage?
To jest glumcima na pozornici.
For 2 hours, they have to be fixed on their character.
Dva sata treba biti usredotočeni u svom liku.
They have to be focused on their lines.
Moraju misliti na svoje riječi.
If they come on stage and they forget what to say because they're thinking something else,
ako dođu na pozornicu i zaborave što su rekli jer misle na nešto drugo,
their career is over.
Gotovo je s njihovom karijerom.
What other kinds of people are focused and with care and attention on what they do?
Kako još ljudi su potpuno sredotočeni na ono što čine?
Drivers of Formula One racing cars.
Vozači Formule 1.
If you lose your concentration for 1 second, it goes up in fire.
Da samo na sekundu izgube koncentraciju, nestaće u plamenu.
In the bullfighters, the toreadors.
Toreadori, ovi koji se bore s bikovima.
Doctors.
Liječnici.
Would you want to have a doctor operate on you who's thinking something else?
Želite nekog liječnika da vas operira koji misli na nešto drugo?
Translators.
Prevoditelji.
It's true. If you're not completely focused, then you can't translate what someone just said.
Ako niste potpuno usredotočeni dok prevodite, ne možete to učiniti.
How about opera singers?
Što je s opernim pjevačima?
You have to remember that whole libretto of 2 hours of singing.
Trebaju se sjetiti tog čitavog libreta od 2 sata.
How about mountain climbers?
Što je sa planinarima?
So you see, there's so many people in so many walks of life who are controlling their mind.
Toliki ljudi iz tolikih područja života kontroliraju svoj um.
Completely focused on what they're doing.
Potpuno usredotočeni na ono što čine.
So what is our problem?
I što je onda naš problem?
What we're doing is much more important.
Ono što mi činimo puno je važnije.
Why are we not able to focus?
Zašto mi ne možemo usmjeriti svoju pažnju?
Now you got to start thinking.
Sada ćete početi razmišljati o tome.
What is the problem? Why, if other people can do it who are not devotees, why I can't do it?
Pa dobro, u čemu je problem? Zašto drugi ljudi koji nisu bhakte to mogu učiniti, a ja ne mogu?
So, we're going to give you some realizations on how you can focus your mind, and I'm going to give you some practices, exercises also.
Podijelit ćemo neko spoznaje o tome kako kontrolirati um, a isto tako i neke vježbe.
Now, will you all agree on this next statement?
Hoćete li se svi složiti sa sljedećom izjavom?
If my mind becomes a Vaishnava, I can very easily become a Vaishnava.
Ako moj um postane Vaishnava, ja ću jako lako postati Vaishnava.
Who agrees with that?
Tko se s time može složiti?
Who agrees with this next statement?
A tko se slaže s ovime?
If my mind doesn't become a Vaishnava, it's going to be very difficult for me to become a Vaishnava.
Ako moj um ne postane Vaishnava, jako će teško meni biti da postane Vaishnava.
Who agrees with that?
Tko se s time slaže?
Okay, so this workshop is about making my mind a devotee.
Ova radionica se temeli na tome da svoj um učinimo baktom.
Everyone's excited to go out and make devotees, right?
Svi su uzbuđeni da druge čine baktama.
But we should first make our mind a devotee.
Ali prije toga moramo svoj um načiniti baktom.
Then everything else will be much more easy.
I onda će sve drugo biti puno lakše.
So this is what we're going to talk about. The 10th offense is making my mind a devotee.
Dakle, o tome ćemo govoriti. 10. uvreda je da svoj um, odnosi se na to da svoj um trebamo učiniti baktom.
So the Sanskrit word in that shloka is pramatta, which Prabhupada first translated as care and attention.
Sanskritska riječ u vezi
toga I'm sorry, as inattentive.
Je pramata što je Prabhupada izvorno preveo kao nepažnja.
But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, he gives another level of meaning to pramata.
No, u drugom poglavlju Srimad Bhagavatama on daje drugo značenje riječi pramata.
He says there that pramata means disinterested.
Tamo kaže da pramata znači nezainteresiranost.
The reason I'm inattentive while chanting is because I'm not interested in the chanting.
Ne pažljiv sam prilikom mantranja zato što me mantranje zapravo ne zanima.
I'm interested in something else.
Zanima me nešto drugo.
That's why my mind goes there.
I zato moj um tamo luta.
Maybe I'm interested in my business.
Možda me zanima moj posao.
My family.
Moja obitelj.
My problems.
Moji problemi.
My debts.
Moji dugovi.
So I'm thinking about that while I'm chanting Hare Krishna.
Pa dok mantram Hare Krishna razmišljam o tome.
So I'm more interested in that material side and less interested in the holy name.
Više me zanima ta materijalna strana nego sveto ime.
Does this sound familiar?
Zvuči li ovo poznato?
Only a few of us. The rest
Samo
of us.
Okay.
Then Prabhupada takes the word pramata to a deeper level.
A onda Prabhupada riječ pramata odnosi na drugu dublju razinu.
He says pramata means careless.
Kaže da pramata znači nemaran.
We're careless about chanting.
Nemarni smo vezi mantranja.
Careless means I care less about something because I care more about something else.
Nemaran znači da manje marim za jednu stvar zato što mi je više stalo do neke druge stvari.
Now, chanting means that I'm trying to approach Krishna.
A mantranje znači da se pokušavam približiti Krishni.
Chanting the holy name of Krishna means I'm trying to reestablish my relationship with Krishna.
Mantranje Krišnih svetih imena znači da pokušavam ponovno uspostaviti svoj odnos s Krišnom.
But if my mind is wandering, I care less about the relationship with Krishna and I care more about something else that I'm thinking about.
No, ako mi um luta, onda više mi je stalo do onoga o čemu razmišljam nego do mantranja svetih imena.
You understand the points?
Svaćate li o čemu govorim?
Then Prabhupada goes to the deepest meaning of pramata.
A onda Prabhupada objašnjava najdublje značenje riječi pramata.
He said that at the deepest meaning it means you're mad, crazy, insane.
Na najdubljoj razini znači da ste ludi.
Because we've been given the greatest thing, the greatest treasure.
Jer dano nam je najveće blago.
And we're more attached to some temporary material thing.
A mi smo vezani za neke privremene materijalne stvari.
So isn't that madness?
Nije li to ludilo?
Okay. So how to solve the problem?
A kako da riješimo taj problem?
That's what we're here for.
Zato smo došli ovdje.
Have I given you a few realizations already?
Jeste li već
about your situation, about your chanting? Has anyone got a couple of realizations?
Jesam li vam već podijelio neke realizacije u vezi mantranja? Jeste li vi nešto spoznali u vezi toga?
Okay, well, thank you.
Hvala vam.
I appreciate that.
Cijenim to.
I'm not wasting your time.
Dakle, ne tratim vaše vrijeme.
Now I'm going to give you some deeper realizations.
A sada ću vam dati još dublje spoznaje.
How many people said that it's very difficult to control the mind?
Koliko ljudi ono bilo reklo da je jako teško kontrolirati um?
How many people think they can't really control their mind?
Koliko vas misli da u stvari ne možete kontrolirati um?
But I'm going to tell you that you can do control your mind, and I'm going to tell you when and how you always control your mind, but for the wrong thing.
I sada ću vam reći kako možete kontrolirati svoj um i da mi to u stvari i činimo, ali činimo to za krive svrhe.
All of us remember going to school, right?
Svi se sjećamo kad smo išli u školu, šta ne?
And we sit in the class, professor speaking and we're taking notes.
Sjedimo na nastavi, profesor priča, mi radimo bilješke.
Everybody remember that?
Svi se sjećaju toga.
Okay, so we're all on the same page.
Svi smo to prošli.
Now those notes you're going to study later on to pass the exam.
Kasnije ćete učiti po tim bilješkama da biste prošli ispit.
So you focus very carefully to hear everything.
Pa jako pažljivo slušate da biste sve pažljivo zapisali.
But even when you're trying to focus to hear everything the professor is saying.
No čak i kada se pokušate usredotočiti da biste čuli sve što profesor kaže.
Sometimes your mind begins to wander.
Ponekad luta.
And then you miss a point.
I onda ste promašili što je rekao.
And then you have to ask your neighbor, what was that last point he made?
Pa pitajte svog susjeda, što je to zadnje rekao?
And you're looking at his notes so you can put it in your notes.
I onda vidite u njegove bilješke da biste to stavili u svoje bilješke.
Who has had that experience?
Ko ima to iskustvo?
Okay, so here's our realization. We do know how to focus because most of the time we're taking notes and we're hearing.
Dakle, evo još jedne spoznaje. Mi se možemo fokusirati zato jer pravimo bilješke i možemo slušati.
But we're not 100% perfect in focusing.
Ali nismo 100% savršeni u tome.
And occasionally my mind wanders.
I um povremeno luta.
And then I have to find out the point from someone else to write it down.
I onda moramo od nekog drugog saznati šta o čemu se radi.
So we all have that experience. Now what does that teach us?
Dakle, svi smo imali to iskustvo. I što nam to govori?
Okay, she's saying it's teaching us how to bring the mind off that object and bring it back.
Dakle, uči nas kako da um vratimo iz usmjerenosti na taj objekt.
This is correct. Can we go to a deeper level?
To je točno, no
what else does it teach us?
Možemo li preći na neku dublju razinu, što nas još to uči?
He says that even though we're trying to focus, we lose our focus, we get tired, we get carried away, and we lose it. Okay,
on
now
kaže,
let's...
On kaže da iako se trudimo usmjeriti pažnju, jednostavno ona luta i ne možemo, iako se trudimo.
Yes. Oh, this is a good point.
Ako imamo dobar motiv i ako smo zainteresirani, onda ćemo puno lakše usmjeriti pažnju.
If we're motivated, then we our mind is more focused.
Ako smo motivirani, naš um je usredotočeniji.
This means that we have more of an interest in the subject, so then we hear better.
To znači da naš interes veći za tu temu i onda pažljivije slušamo.
But that, what does that tell us about our japa then?
Ali što nam to govori o našoj japi?
But when we're spacing out, when the professor is speaking, and we don't hear what he's saying, what is a deeper meaning? What are we learning from that experience?
No, kada nam
we don't care about the professor, we're not interested. This is all true.
Ako nam um luta, što nam to govori? To znači da zapravo nas možda profesor ne zanima, da nas tema ne zanima, nešto drugo nam je zanimljivije.
We lose the point, this is also true.
Propustit ćemo poantu.
You're not the mind.
Uči nas da nismo ovaj um.
This is also true. But what are we learning? Okay, do you want to hear my idea?
Želite čuti moje mišljenje?
This is the teaching.
Evo što nas uči.
Write it down.
Zapišite ovo.
When you think, you can't hear.
Kada mislite da ne možete čuti.
When you think, you can't hear.
Kad mislite da ne možete čuti.
When you start thinking, you can't hear the professor.
Kad počnete misliti da ne možete čuti profesora.
I'll give you another example.
Dat ću vam još jedan primjer.
Sometimes we get involved in a discussion with somebody.
Ponekad krenete u neku raspravu s nekime, neki razgovor.
And they're trying to present their point.
I oni vam žele reći svoje mišljenje.
Then you present your argument.
A onda vi kažete svoje.
Then he counters yours and presents his one.
Onda se on suprotstavi vašem i predstavi svoje.
And then you're thinking of your next one.
A onda vi već razmišljate o svom sljedećem argumentu.
Now somewhere along that, while he's making his next point, you're already thinking what your next point will be.
I dok vam on izlaže svoje, vi već razmišljate o tome što ćete vi reći.
And then he says, well, what do you think of that point?
A onda on kaže, a što ti misliš o ovome što sam ja rekao?
But you didn't hear it because you were busy thinking of your own next point.
Ali vi niste čuli jer ste previše bili zaposleni razmišljanjima o tome što ćete vi sljedeće reći.
How many people have had that experience?
Koliko je vas imalo takvo iskustvo?
What does this teach us?
I što nam to govori?
Now, what does this teach us? What does it teach us? You wrote it down.
Zapisali ste.
When you think, you can't hear. Write it down. It's a law. When you think, you can't hear.
Kad mislite da ne možete čuti, zapišite.
Okay, when you think, you can't hear.
Kad mislite da ne možete čuti.
If you're chanting japa and you're thinking,
mantrate japu, razmišljate,
are you hearing the holy name?
Čujete li sveto ime?
Hearing means shravanam.
Slušanje znači shravanam.
I'm going to tell you a Prabhupada lila.
Sada ću vam ispričati Prabhupada lilu.
To explain what means shravanam.
Da bih objasnio što znači shravanam.
In 1973, we just got the manor from donated by George Harrison in London, Bhaktivedanta Manor.
1973. godine George Harrison je upravo bio donirao Bhaktivedanta Manor u Londonu.
So when the devotees were informed that George Harrison just donated this manor, everyone was excited to go out and see it.
Kada su bhakti saznali da je George Harrison donirao taj manor, oni su odmah htjeli vidjeti.
I also went out to see it.
Ja sam otišao tamo da ga vidim.
And when I went through the gates, there was a sign.
Kada sam prošao kroz vrata, tamo je bio jedan znak.
And on that sign was the name of the manor.
I na njemu je pisalo ime manora.
It used to be called Piggott's Manor.
Prije se zvao Piggott's Manor.
We changed it to Bhaktivedanta Manor.
Mi smo to promijenili u Bhaktivedanta Manor.
A better name, no?
Puno bolje ime, zar ne?
Then all the devotees wanted to fix it up.
I svi su ga bhakti željeli preurediti.
Because Prabhupada was coming.
Jer je Prabhupada dolazio.
And everybody was doing so much seva.
I svi su radili puno seve.
But that's another story.
Ali to je već druga priča.
I'm focusing on shravanam.
Sada želim pričati o shravanam.
So finally Prabhupada came.
I konačno je Prabhupada došao.
And he was giving class.
Držao predavanje.
And the temple was not 100% finished.
I hram nije bio skroz dovršen.
But he was giving class.
Ali on je držao predavanje.
Now someone forgot to put the water for Prabhupada to take a drink.
No, netko je zaboravio Prabhupadi donijeti vodu.
So Prabhupada speaking and he went to take a drink of water but there was no water there.
Kada Prabhupada govorio, posegnuo je za vodom, ali nje nije bilo.
So Prabhupada remarked, oh, there's no water.
I Prabhupada je primijetio, pa nema vode.
So one brahmachari leaped up.
Jedan brahmačar je poskočio.
I'll get you water, Srila Prabhupada.
Donit ću ti vodu, Srila Prabhupada.
And he runs into the kitchen.
I potrčao u kuhinju.
And in the kitchen he says, I want to get some water for Prabhupada.
I u kuhinji rekao, treba mi voda za Prabhupada.
So the cook says,
a kuhar kaže,
we just finished making this maha milk.
Upravo završila ponuda maha mlijeka.
Full of all these wonderful spices.
Puna svih tih divnih začina.
Wouldn't that be better for Prabhupada?
Ne bi li to bilo bolje za Prabhupada?
So the brahmachari says, yes, give me that.
Brahmachari rekao, da, daj mi to.
So he comes walking back and he puts the cup of milk on Prabhupada's thing there.
Vratio se i donio Prabhupada čašu mlijeka.
Prabhupada picks it up and looks and he sees milk.
Prabhupada je to uzeo i ugodao mlijeko.
What did he ask for?
A što je tražio?
He asked for water and what did he get? So what did he talk about?
Tražio vodu, dobio mlijeko i onda...
Started talking about shravanam.
O čemu je počeo govoriti? O shravanam.
He said, just see.
Rekao, ma pogledajte samo.
He cannot hear.
Ne može čuti.
I asked for water, he brings milk.
Tražio sam vodu, on donio mlijeko.
This is not hearing.
To nije slušanje.
That is not hearing.
To nije slušanje.
Then he explained what is hearing.
I onda objasnio što slušanje stvari jeste.
And now we're going to the whole basis of this workshop.
I to će biti temelj naše radionice.
Which is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
A to su učenje Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So hearing means Cheto Darpana Marjanam, Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, that verse. The first verse of the Shikshastakam.
Dakle, slušanje znači ovaj prvi stih iz Shikshastaka, Cheto Darpana Marjanam.
He says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, all glories to the holy name of the Lord.
On kaže, sva slava svetom imenu gospodina.
Why?
Zašto?
Because it purifies or cleans the mirror of the heart.
Jer čisti ogledalo srca.
So that we can see directly who we are eternally.
Tako da možemo izravno vidjeti tko smo mi vječno.
The heart will reflect back our true identity as Nitya Krishna Das.
srce će odražavati naš vječni identitet kao Nitya Krishna Dasa.
So when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, that's what happens.
I kada mantrate Hare Krishna mantru, upravo se to zbiva.
You see immediately I'm Nitya Krishna Das.
Odmah vidite da ste Nitya Krishna Das.
Now what happens when you see directly in your heart that I am Nitya Krishna Das?
A što se događa kad izravno u srcu vidite da ste Nitya Krishna Das?
That I am not this body, I'm pure spirit soul.
Da niste tijelo, već čista duhovna duša.
Then what happens?
Što se zbiva tada?
This is what happens.
Evo što.
You immediately see that everyone else is Nitya Krishna Das also.
Odmah vidite da su i svi drugi Nitya Krishna Das.
You see that everyone else is pure spirit soul.
Vidite da su i svi drugi čiste duhovne duše.
Every human being, every animal, every bird, every fish, every plant, every insect.
Svako živo biće, svaka životinja, riba, biljka ili kukac.
Have you understood the point?
Jeste li shvatili što sam rekao?
What happens if the mirror of the heart's not cleansed and you don't perceive that you're pure spirit soul?
Što se zbiva kada gledalo srca nije čisto i vi ne opažate da ste čista duhovna duša?
Then we come to the conclusion that I must be this body.
Onda naravno zaključujemo da smo ovo tijelo.
What happens when I'm thinking I'm this body?
A što se događa kad razmišljamo da smo ovo tijelo?
Yes. Then you see everybody else is the body.
Da su svi drugi on ta tijela.
You only see bodies.
Vidite samo tijela.
Beautiful or ugly.
Prekrasna ili ružna.
Black or white.
Crna, bijela.
Indian or American.
Indijska ili američka.
Rich or poor.
Bogata ili siromašna.
Thin or fat.
Thin.
Skinny or fat.
Mršava ili debela.
You understand the point?
Jesu li shvatili?
So therefore Lord Chaitanya says all glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtanam because it allows us, it purifies the heart so we can see directly that we are pure spirit soul.
Stoga Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kaže sva slava Sri Krishna Sankirtanu zato što pročišćava srce i možemo izravno vidjeti da smo duhovna duša.
That's what we're doing.
I upravo to mi činimo.
We're all chanting Krishna Nam.
Svi pjevamo Krishnino ime.
So we can all see directly that we're pure spirit soul and we see everyone else is pure spirit soul.
Tako da možemo izravno vidjeti da smo čista duhovna duša i sve druge vidjeti na taj način.
So who's on that platform? How many of us?
Tko od vas je na toj razini?
Nobody.
Nitko.
Then why is Lord Chaitanya saying that?
Ali zašto gospodin Chaitanya to govori?
Did he make a mistake?
Je li pogriješio?
Or are we doing something wrong?
Ili mi možda činimo nešto krivo?
What is the answer?
I koji je odgovor?
Oh, we're doing something wrong.
Mi negdje griješimo.
That's why we're not getting the result.
I zato ne dobivamo rezultate.
How many people in this room studied chemistry?
Koliko od vas poučavalo kemiju?
Okay, how many studied biology?
Koliko od vas je poučavalo biologiju?
Okay, for the rest of us who didn't, I'm going to tell you what happens in these science classes.
Za sve vas z nas koji nismo, reći ću vam što se događa na tim satovima.
They want to prove a theory or a law.
Oni žele dokazati neku teoriju ili zakon.
So the professor says we're going to do an experiment.
I profesor kaže sada ćemo napraviti pokus.
And we're going to break everybody up into groups of four people.
I sve ćemo vas razdijeliti u skupine po četvero.
And every group will do the experiment.
I svaka će skupina provoditi eksperiment.
Now what happens every time?
I što se događa svaki put?
Is that one or two groups they do the experiment and it happens the first time.
Jedna ili dvije skupine naprave taj pokus i uspješni su od prvi puta.
And then a couple of groups after a few tries it works for them.
Za nekoliko grupa to uspije nakon nekoliko pokušaja.
And there's always one group that can never get it right, they never do the experiment right.
A ima jedna koja ma baš nikad ne uspije provesti pokus na pravi način.
And why is that?
A zašto?
Because they're doing it wrong.
Jer rade nešto krivo.
How are they doing it?
Kako?
They're not doing it. They're doing it.
Ne
when we're chanting japa, are we doing it right or are we doing it wrong?
kada mantramo džapu,
that you have to answer.
Ispravno ili pogrešno.
That you have to answer for yourself.
To je odgovor si morate sami dati.
If you're doing it wrong,
ako činite krivo,
will you become a pure devotee?
Hoćete li postati čisti bhakta?
How many people say you won't become a pure devotee?
Koliko ljudi kaže da neće postati čisti bhakta?
If you do it right, will you become a pure devotee?
Ako činite na pravi način, hoćete li postati čisti bhakta?
So then my question is, why are you doing it wrong?
Moje pitanje je stoga, zašto onda vi to činite krivo?
You have to answer that for yourself.
Taj si odgovor sami morate dati.
I've come to this movement.
Došli ste u ovaj pokret.
I've been given this highest teaching.
Dobili smo ovo najviše učenje.
By following this process, I become a pure devotee.
Sljedeći ovaj proces postajem čisti bhakta.
I go back home, back to Godhead.
Vratit ću se kući nazad Bogu.
And 14 generations of my family also get the chance to become liberated.
I 14 naraštaja moje obitelji isto tako dobiva priliku za oslobođenje.
And everyone I meet can become a devotee.
Svatko od koga susretne može postati bhakta.
So there's a lot of motivation to become a pure devotee.
Ima puno razloga da postanemo čisti bhakta.
And I know that it works.
I znam da to pali, da to funkcionira.
Because I've met other pure devotees.
Jer sam sreo druge čiste bhakte.
I've seen the result of their chanting.
Vidio sam plodove njihovog mantranja.
So why am I not doing it right?
Zašto onda ja to ne radim ispravno?
Why am I doing it wrong?
Zašto radim krivo?
You want to give an answer? You raised your hand. Well, one answer is we're inattentive. We have, which Prabhupada means we no care and attention. No care.
Od razloga je što smo nepažljivi, što nam nije stalo.
And no attention.
I jednostavno smo nepažljivi.
Because we're interested in something else.
Jer nas zanima nešto drugo.
We care more about something else.
Više nam je stalo do nečeg drugog.
So, in order to be successful, I have to give you the realization that this is the most important thing and there's nothing else more important.
Da bismo bili uspješni, treba vam dati spoznaju da je to najvažnija stvar od kojeg ništa drugo nije važno.
Once you have that realization,
kad jednom budete imali tu spoznaju,
then you won't allow your mind to wander.
Nećete dopustiti umu da luta.
Not only that,
i ne samo to,
your mind won't want to wander.
Vaš um neće željeti lutati.
Because it'll be experiencing ecstasy.
Zato što će doživljavati ekstazu.
Who's the first person we have to make a devotee?
Koja je prva osoba od koje trebamo načiniti bhaktu?
Ourselves.
Mi sami.
We're already devotees. We're already Nitya Krishna Das.
Mi smo već bhakte, mi smo Nitya Krishna Das.
Who's the first person we have to make a devotee?
Koja je prva osoba koju moramo načiniti bhaktom?
Our mind.
Naš um.
Now I want to give you some realizations about who your mind, okay?
A sada bih vam želio podijeliti neke realizacije o umu.
Because without realizations we can't make any progress.
Jer bez spoznaja ne možemo napredovati.
Before we do that, I just want to say one thing about Prabhupada's books.
Prije toga želim samo reći jednu stvar o Prabhupadinim knjigama.
Is Prabhupada's books theory or practical?
Jesu li Prabhupadine knjige teorijske ili praktične?
Who says practical?
Tko kaže praktične?
Okay, who says theory?
Tko kaže teorijske?
Just one, two, three of us only.
Dvoje, troje.
Four?
Četiri.
It's all theory. Why is Prabhupada's books theoretical?
Zašto su Prabhupadine knjige teoretske?
Because it's up to us to apply it.
Jer na nama je da to primijenimo.
If we just read Prabhupada's books,
da samo čitamo Prabhupadine knjige,
and we don't apply it in our life,
ne primijenimo u svome životu,
moment to moment to moment to moment,
iz trenutka u trenutak,
then it's just theory.
Onda je to samo teorija.
There are many professors, scholars who read Prabhupada's books.
Postoje mnogi profesori, učenjaci koji čitaju Prabhupadine knjige.
They may even know more than us.
Možda čak znaju više od nas.
But they don't practice it.
Ali oni to ne žive.
For them it's just theoretical.
Njima je to samo teorijsko znanje.
Do we want it to be just theoretical for us?
Želimo li da za nas to bude samo teorija?
Only one person doesn't want it to be.
Samo jedna osoba deklarira.
The rest of you are too tired.
Svi ostali ste preumorni.
We don't want it to be theoretical.
Ne želimo da to ostane na teoriji.
We want it to be practical. Now I want to teach you.
Bude praktično.
I'm sorry, I'm not teaching you anything. I'm going to give you some realizations. All I'm doing is teaching myself.
Ovo što radim, neću vas poučavati, ja ću vam samo dati neke spoznaje, učim samo jedino samoga sebe.
We can only teach ourselves.
Jedino samo sami sebe možemo poučavati.
But if we inspire people to think,
no nadahnemo li druge da razmišljaju,
and they get realizations,
i oni od toga prime spoznaje,
then we've done some service.
Onda smo učinili neku službu.
Okay, so before we come to the realization of who our mind is, why don't we all get up, stretch, take a deep breath, because we're starting to get sleepy, okay?
Prije nego
take a little break for 1 minute, okay?
Prije nego nastavimo, ustanite svi, malo se protegnite, jer ste svi izgledate jako umorni.
Okay, how is it so far? Is it all right?
Nobody bored? Tako vam je sada, dobro. Nikome nije dosadno.
Okay, good. We all have a constant companion, and that is our mind.
Svi imamo stalnog prijatelja, svoj um.
Wherever we go, it goes.
Gdje god išli mi, tamo ide i on.
Sometimes I think if I change my service, I'll be better off.
Ponekad mislim da će mi biti bolje ako promijenim svoju službu.
If I go to a different temple, I'll be better off.
Odem li u drugi hram, bit će mi puno bolje.
If I go to a different country, I'll be better off.
Odem li u drugu zemlju, bit će mi bolje.
The only problem is you take your mind with you wherever you go.
Jedini problem je što sa sobom nosite i svoj um, gdje god pošli.
So now let's have some realizations about our mind.
A sada ćemo podijeliti neke spoznaje o našem umu.
What is, how is the time?
2:05. Okay, so we got 25 minutes. Okay, how many people in this room have had thoughts come into their mind that shocked you?
Koliko
how could I think such a thing?
U ovom šatru je pomislilo neke stvari koje su vas potpuno šokirale.
Okay. How many people in this room have said something and wish they would not have said it?
Koliko vas u ovom šatoru je reklo stvari za koje kasnije požalilo da su ih rekli?
How many people have done something and wish you could turn the clock back so that it didn't happen?
Koliko vas je učinilo stvari za koje želite da možete vratiti vrijeme i jednostavno da se to ne dogodi?
Okay, what does this teach us?
Što nam to govori?
What does this teach us?
Što nam govori?
Krishna says, your mind is either your best friend or your worst enemy.
Krishna kaže, um ti je ili najbolji prijatelj ili najgori neprijatelj.
If your mind is a devotee, it's the best. The best friend.
Ako vam je um bhakta, onda vam je najbolji prijatelj.
You're all very shy.
Svi ste jako sramežljivi.
And if the mind is thinking sense gratification, it's the worst. The worst.
Ako um razmišlja o osjetivom uživanju, onda je najgori neprijatelj.
So now we should understand who we're dealing with.
Sada treba nam biti jasno s kim imamo posla.
Our constant companion.
Stalnim pratiocem.
We spoke about knowledge, information, knowledge and wisdom.
Govorili smo o informacijama, znanju i mudrosti.
So definition of wisdom, I said, is when you become the person Bhagavat, when everything you think and you say and you do is Krishna conscious, right?
Definicija mudrosti je da postanete osoba Bhagavat, odnosno da sve što činite pomislite da je to povezano sa svjesnošću Krishne.
Another way of saying is that everything we think, everything we say, and everything we do is the same. It's all one.
I drugo je da kažemo da sve što mi pomislimo, sve što kažemo i sve što činimo je jedno. Isto.
If I'm thinking one thing,
ako mislim na jedno,
saying another,
kažem nešto drugo,
doing something else,
a činim nešto skroz treće,
then this knowledge that's being given to us,
onda znanje koje nam je dano,
might just be information for us. We may not be applying it.
Je možda za nas samo informacija, moguće da to ne primjenjujemo.
Because if you don't get the result, you're doing something wrong.
Jer ako ne dobivamo rezultate, činimo nešto krivo.
We were already there. If you don't get the result, you're doing something.
Ako nešto činimo, ne primamo rezultate, dakle nešto radimo krivo.
So we have to correct what's wrong. So
what
I
said.
So I said that all of our problems just comes down to one problem.
Kao što sam rekao, svi naši problemi svode se na samo jedan problem.
And if we solve that one problem, we have no more problems.
Riješimo li taj jedan problem, više nemamo nikakvih problema.
And that problem is Shravanam.
A taj problem je Shravanam.
Because if we learn to hear with care and attention,
jer naučimo li slušati s pažnjom,
fully focused,
potpuno sredotočeni,
then Četo Darpana Marjanam takes place.
Dolazi do Četo Darpana Marjanam.
The holy name enters into the heart.
Sveto ime ulazi u srce.
How does the holy name enter into the heart?
Kako sveto ime ulazi u srce?
Through the
cross.
Through the ears.
Uši.
But when you think you can't.
No, kada mislite da ne možete.
When you think you can't hear. So then the mantra can't enter into
mantra
the ear if you're not hearing.
Ne može ući uho ako ne slušamo.
Then it doesn't enter into the heart.
Ne ulazi ni u srce potom.
Then the Četo Darpana Marjanam is not taking place.
Četo Darpana Marjanam se potom ne događa.
That is called doing the experiment wrong.
A to znači da da radimo krivo, da pokus krivo izvršavamo.
But when you can hear the holy name,
no kad možemo čuti sveto ime,
it enters into the ear,
ono ulazi u uši,
and then into the heart,
a potom u srce,
purifies the heart,
čisti srce,
you become a pure devotee,
postajemo čisti bhakte,
you see directly that you're Nitya Krishna Das,
možemo izravno vidjeti da smo Nitya Krishna Das,
you see everyone else as the servant and the servant of the Krishna.
I vidimo da su svi drugi sluge Krišne.
You don't commit offenses anymore.
I više ne činimo nikakve uvrede.
Susu kam kartu mavyayam, you're just blissful.
Jednostavno smo blaženi.
You're a benefit to every living entity on this planet.
I vi ste povoljni za svako živo biće na ovom planetu.
That's what happens when we do the experiment right.
I to se zbiva kada na pravi način vršimo pokus.
And when we do the experiment right, it means we're focused and we're hearing properly.
A kada na pravi način vršimo pokus, znači da pravilno slušamo.
You ready for the next step?
Jesi li spremni za sljedeći korak?
Who here wants to have you all heard that if you chant the holy name just once purely, then you can get Krishna prema?
Jeste li čuli da kada samo jednom, znači čisto izgovorite sveto ime, možete dostići Krišna premu?
You've all heard this.
Svi ste to čuli, jeli?
Do you want to do that?
Želite li to učiniti?
Do you want to do it now?
Želite li sada to učiniti?
Okay, so
dobro.
Sit up nicely.
Lijepo sjednite.
As Prabhupada says, sit properly.
Kao što Prabhupada kaže, do pravilno sjednite.
This is what we're going to do.
Evo što ćemo sad.
We're going to focus our attention.
Svoju ćemo pažnju usmjeriti.
And we're going to chant the Maha Mantra.
I mantrati Maha Mantra.
Fully focused without thinking anything else.
Dakle, pjevati potpuno usredotočeni, ne misleći ni na što drugo.
We do not allow the mind to think.
Nećemo dopustiti umu da razmišlja.
You might say to yourself.
Možete reći sebi.
My dear mind.
Dragi moj ume.
You cannot think now.
Sada ne možeš razmišljati.
Whatever you think that you need to think about,
o čemu god trebaš misliti,
you can do it later.
Možeš to kasnije.
Not now.
Mal ne sada.
This is hearing time.
Ovo je vrijeme za slušanje.
So we're going to take a deep breath.
Duboko ćemo udahnuti.
And exhale.
И издахнути.
Now there's two things you can do. You can either close your eyes.
Можете учинити дві ствари.
Или затворити
очі.
On any of these deities here.
Или се усмірити на божанства или слики, кої су у шатору.
People who are feeling tired and sleepy.
Оні од вас, кої су уморні і поспані.
You focus on the deities.
Усредоточите се на божанства.
Those who are not feeling tired, you close your eyes.
Кої нису поспані, нека затворе очі.
Okay, we're going to now take a deep breath, inhale.
Sada ćemo duboko udahnuti.
And exhale.
I izdahnuti.
Another deep breath, inhale.
Još jedan udisaj.
Hold it.
Zadržite
because when you deep, when you breathe deeply, the mind becomes peaceful.
Kada duboko dišete, se smiruje.
And we're going to exhale.
A potom izdahnite.
Breathe in deeply.
Duboko udahnite.
And now what you're going to do is you're going to forgive every person who ever offended you in the past.
Svakoj osobi koja vas u prošlosti kada uvrijedila.
Any person that you're holding some grudge about.
Svakoj osobi koje nešto zamjerate.
Because they did something to you in the past. Now you forgive them.
Jer su vam nešto u prošlosti učinili, sad im oprostite.
So we'll have a moment's silence, breathe deep breathing and forgiving.
Sada ćemo provesti trenutak tišine u disanju i opraštanju.
So when we forgive someone, it means that we now see them in a positive way.
Kada oprostimo nekome, znači da ih sada vidimo na pozitivan način.
It now means that we will become their well-wisher.
Znači da ćemo postati dobronamirnici te osobe.
Okay, the second thing we're going to do now.
A sada ćemo.
As we continue to deep breathe.
Dok i dalje duboko dišemo.
We're going to ask all those people that I offended sometime in my life.
Zamolit ćemo sve one ljude koje smo mi u životu povrijedili.
And in my mind and in my heart, I'm going to ask them, pray to them for them to forgive me.
I u svome umu i srcu, ja ću ih moliti da oni oproste meni.
And we'll take a minute for that forgiveness.
Jedan trenutak provesti u moljenju za oprost.
Okay, now, focused attention, we're going to take a deep breath, we're going to chant the holy names of the Maha Mantra together with as much feeling as we have, as much care and love that we have for Krishna. We're going to now let Krishna know how much we care for him by the way that we chant his holy name together. I'm going to count down from three. Three, two, one. One. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So how many people were able to chant with full care and attention, no mind there?
Koliko je vas moglo mantrati s potpunom nepodijeljenom pažnjom bez i malo utjecaja uma?
I was able to do it. Who else?
Ja sam mogao, tko još?
Okay. For those who still were not able to do it, even in that situation, you got a lot of work to do.
Za vas koji čak i u ovoj situaciji to niste uspjeli, pred vama još puno, puno posla.
Because we should have all at this point have been able to keep the mind from thinking. That was like 30 seconds.
Zato što smo barem u tih 30 sekundi trebali zaustaviti um da ne razmišlja.
So tomorrow, in tomorrow's workshop,
na sutrašnjoj radionici,
I'm going to give you exercises and other deeper realizations.
Daću vam vježbe i druge duboke spoznaje.
How to keep the mind from wandering?
Kako spriječiti um da luta?
You have a question? Well, no, you can ask a question anytime. What's the question? Okay, you want to repeat that?
Ona kaže da je puno lakše ostati usredotočena na mantranje kada razmišlja o Krišni, kada možda razmišlja o nekim njegovim odlikama.
Okay, thinking about Krishna, thinking about his holy name,
razmišljanje o Krišni i njegovom svetom imenu,
his pastimes,
zabavama,
his instructions,
njegovim uputama.
This is better than thinking about my own life.
Bolje nego da razmišljamo o svom životu.
It's better than thinking about sense gratification.
Bolje nego razmišljati o osjetilnom uživanju.
So if that helps you, then start thinking like that.
Ako ti to pomaže, počni tako razmišljati.
I understand, but you want to get to the next level where you're not thinking.
Ali želimo doći na drugu razinu u kojoj ne razmišljamo.
Okay, most of us here are grihastas.
Većina nas ovdje su grihaste.
I hope the brahmacharis won't mind if I give a grihasta example.
Nadam se da brahmačari neće zamjeriti ako im dam jedan primjer iz grihasta života.
But the grihastas know that when man and wife get together,
no grihasti znaju kada se muškarac i žena nađu
in a very loving, affectionate way,
na jedan jako nježan i lijep način,
they close their eyes,
zatvore oči,
and they express their love,
izraze svoju ljubav,
and they're not thinking,
i ne razmišljaju.
So you know how to do it.
Znaš kako to raditi.
You know how to express love for somebody,
znaš kako izraziti ljubav prema nekom,
without thinking,
bez razmišljanja.
Do we want to do that with Krishna?
Želimo li to učiniti s Krishnom?
When I'm in the embrace of my beloved, are my eyes open or closed?
Kada sam u zagrljaju voljene osobe, jesu li mi oči otvorene ili zatvorene? Zatvorene.
Is my whole heart there?
Je li mi čitao
srce? Or am I thinking about something else?
Ili mislim na nešto drugo?
So I know how to do that.
Znam kako to činiti.
Now we want to do that for Krishna.
Sada to želimo učiniti za Krishnu.
You can't say you don't know how to do it.
Ne možete reći da ne znate kako.
You can't say I can't control my mind.
Ne možete reći da ne možete kontrolirati um.
That's what Arjuna said.
To je Arjuna rekao.
It's easier to control the wind than it is to control the mind.
Lakše kontrolirati vjetar nego um.
That's what Arjuna said.
To je sam Arjuna rekao.
Who agrees with Arjuna?
Tko se slaže s Arjunom?
But what did Krishna say?
A što Krishna kaže?
He agreed.
Složio se.
It's true.
Istina je.
But it can be done.
Ali moguće je to učiniti.
And then he tells how it can be done.
A onda govori kako.
With detachment.
Odvojenošću.
Detachment means you have some knowledge, some understanding, some realization.
Odvojenost znači da posjedujete neko znanje, razumijevanje, neke spoznaje.
What do you want? Do you want material or do you want spiritual?
Što želiš, materijalno ili duhovno?
We detach from the material and focus on the spiritual.
Odvojen od materijalnog i usmjeren na duhovno.
So it can be done with detachment, which means having knowledge.
Moguće je to učiniti odvojeno, znači ako posjedujemo znanje.
And with practice.
I s vježbom.
Two things.
Dakle, dvije stvari su potrebne.
Detachment, which comes from knowledge, and
odvojenost
practice.
I praksa.
In that purport, Prabhupada talks about Shravanam.
U tom tumačenju Prabhupada govori o Shravanam.
And he says that Shravanam is first and foremost important thing for the aspiring devotee.
I kaže da je to najvažnija stvar za aspirirajućeg baktu.
First and foremost.
Dakle, na prvom mjestu.
So tomorrow we're going to deal with this. We're going to try and make our mind a devotee.
Sutra ćemo pokušati to učiniti, svoj um načiniti baktom.
So that our mind becomes as enthusiastic to chant Hare Krishna as we are.
Da naš um postane toliko entuzijastičan za pjevanje mantranje Hare Krishna kao što smo mi.
But we're going to, before we go, we're going to chant now. the holy name of the Lord.
Prije što odemo, sada ćemo pjevati sveto ime Gospodine.
And we're going to try and do it with care.
I pokušat ćemo to učiniti brižno.
With attention.
S pažnjom.
With feeling.
S osjećajem.
With love.
S ljubavlju.
You want Krishna to know that I really care for you.
Želite Krishna dati do znanja da vam je stvarno stalo do njega.
And how we chant Krishna's name.
A kako pjevamo Krishna ime.
Is how we're telling Krishna.
Govorimo Krishna.
How I feel about you.
Što mislimo o njemu.
Understand that? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gaura Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo. Gaura Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo. Gaura Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo. Gaura Hari Bo, 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 Gaura Hari Bo. Gaura Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo. Jai Shri Guru Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari
Krishna. So what we're trying to share with you is that you have to put all your energy into whatever you do for Krishna.
Je da svoju energiju trebate unijeti u što god da radite za Krishnu.
Yeyatam mam prapadjante. Krishna says that as you surrender, I reward you accordingly.
Krishna kaže kako mu se predamo, tako će nam uzvratiti.
If you give 10%, Krishna reciprocates at that level.
Ako damo 10%, Krishna uzvraća na toj razini.
If you give 50%, Krishna reciprocates at that level.
Date li 50%, Krishna uzvraća na taj način.
Why don't we give 100%?
Zašto ne damo 100% Krishna?
And he'll reciprocate 100% to us.
A on će nam uzvratiti 100%.
That's what we're meant to do.
Tome smo namijenjeni.
Whatever service it is.
O kojoj god službi da je riječ.
Give all of your energy.
Unesite u nju svu svoju energiju.
All of your heart.
Svo svoje srce.
All of your consciousness.
Svu svoju svjesnost.
Your whole life.
Čitav svoj život.
You give to Krishna in that service.
Dajte Krishni u toj službi.
Pure devotee does that 24 hours a day.
Čisti bhakta to čini 24 sata dnevno.
But we can start by doing it for 1 minute a day.
A mi možemo krenuti od jedne minute dnevno.
Is there anything wrong with that idea?
Jel nešto loše u tome?
Then we can increase it to 2 minutes.
Možemo potom povećati na 2 minute.
Half an hour.
Pola sata.
1 hour.
Jedan sat.
This is called making advancement.
To znači napredovati.
So tomorrow I'll give you a process by which you can learn how to chant without offense.
Sutra ću vam dati proces na način na koji možete mantrati.
And if you follow this process,
i ako ga slijedite,
within 3.5 months,
unutar 3.5 mjeseca,
you become a pure devotee.
Postat ćete čisti bhakta.
It takes 3.5 months.
Potrebno su 3.5 mjeseca.
Which is not that long.
Što nije tako puno.
But you have to do the experiment right.
Ali morate to raditi na pravi način.
And we'll talk about how to do it right and how to do that and give you make it easy for you, give you more realizations.
I govorit ćemo o tome kako to činiti na pravi način, kako vam to olakšati, dati vam još više spoznaja.
So that we continue tomorrow.
O tome ćemo više sutra.
Before we break, are there any questions?
Imate li kakvih pitanja prije nego odemo?
Any comments?
Nekih komentara?
Yes. Okay, why did we do that meditation?
Zašto smo prije pjevanja meditirali na opraštanje drugima?
Tomorrow I'm going to teach you that by taking care of one problem, you solve all your problems.
Sutra ću vas naučiti kako rješavanjem jednog vašeg problema možete riješiti sve probleme.
Now all your problems are due basically to two things.
Svi vaši problemi izviru iz dvije stvari.
And we're going to do one thing to get the result of those two things.
I onda ćemo učiniti jednu stvar koja će biti posljedica.
Those two things are humility and tolerance.
A one su poniznost i snošljivost.
So we did that meditation to forgive.
Ovu meditaciju opraštanja smo proveli.
To put ourselves in a mood of humility.
Kako bismo ušli u raspoloženje poniznosti.
Because unless you become humble.
Jer ako nismo ponizni.
And unless you become tolerant.
I ako ne postanemo snošljivi.
You're not going to be able to chant the Hare Krishna mantra for a long time.
Nećemo moći dugo mantrati Hare Krishna mantru.
I've been involved with this. This is my fourth decade involved with this movement.
Ovo je već moje četvrto desetljeće od kako sam u pokretu.
And I've seen a lot of people come and go.
I vidio sam kako mnogi ljudi dolaze i odlaze.
Among some of those people who came and go, many of them were leaders.
I mnogi od njih koji su tako došli, pa potom otišli, bili su i lideri, vođe.
Some of them were sannyasis.
Neki sannyasi.
Some of them were gurus.
Neki gurui.
But they left.
Ali otišli su.
They're not here anymore.
Više nisu s nama.
They're back in the material world.
Ponovno su u materijalnom svijetu.
What happened?
Što se dogodilo?
I'll explain to you what happened so that you don't make those same mistakes.
Objasnit ću vam što se dogodilo kako vi ne biste počinili istu pogrešku.
But basically we did that meditation for two reasons.
Tu smo meditaciju učinili zbog dva razloga.
To put ourselves in a humble state of mind.
Da uđemo u ponizno stanje uma.
And to see an experiment if we can control our mind for like 1 minute.
I da vidimo možemo li um kontrolirati barem jednu minutu.
And those who could do it, great. Now you can, you know, but those who still couldn't control their mind from thinking in that 1 minute, we got a lot of work to do.
Ako ste uspjeli, to je stvarno krasno, ali oni od vas koji nisu uspjeli kontrolirati um manje od minute, onda imate puno, puno posla pred sobom.
So here's your homework for tomorrow.
Evo vaše domaće zadaće za sutra.
And this will give you tons of realization.
Koje će vam dati uistinu puno spoznaja.
If you do this tonight, you get more realization in this one time than you will for the last 5 years.
Imat ćete više spoznaja nego što ste imali u posljednjih 5 godina.
Are you ready for it?
Jeste li spremni za ovo?
Okay. Have all of you got the facility to record?
Imate li svi mogućnosti da snimate?
Either on a MP3 or telephone or cassette or whatever. You can all do recording?
Preko mobitela, MP3-a ili preko kasete, bilo što.
This is your homework assignment.
Evo vašeg zadatka za domaću zadaću.
Tomorrow morning during japa period, you're going to record your japa.
Sutra ujutro za vrijeme mantranja džape, vi ćete snimiti svoju džapu.
You don't have to do the whole thing, just record the first half hour.
Dovoljno je da to učinite za prvih pola sata.
And your assignment is to listen to that japa that you just chanted.
A vaš zadatak je da slušate tu džapu koju ste upravo mantrali.
That will give you tons of realization.
Imaćete toliko puno spoznaja.
And then we'll discuss what mantras you were chanting yesterday.
A onda ćemo raspravljati o tome koje ste mantre to mantrali.
Does that sound like something you want to do?
Zvuči li kao nešto što bi voljeli učiniti?
Okay, good. Thank you very much. Any other questions?
Puno hvala. Ima li još koje pitanje?
Any other questions? Okay, thank you very, very much for engaging me in your service and the service of Prabhupada.
I službu Prabhupada.
Now let's go all honor Mahaprasad.
Sada ćemo svi blagovati Mahaprasada.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.